أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل من حرم زينة الله التي أخرج لعباده والطيبات من الرزق قل هي للذين آمنوا في الحياة الدنيا خالصة يوم القيامة كذلك نفصل الآيات لقوم يعلمون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 32 of Surah Al-A'raf. In the previous verse, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the command that at the time of each salah, we should take our zinat, our adornment, on the one hand to cover the awrah, and on the other hand to be respectfully dressed. And the best dress will be the closest to the sunnah of our Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam when we are performing salat, and then at every other time. Now here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala asks a question, and in this question there are many lessons that we learn insofar as our sustenance is concerned, insofar as the ni'mats of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that pour down upon us are concerned. Allah says, قُلْ مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَ لِعِبَادِهِ وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ. O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the question, مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ, who has prohibited the adornment that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted, that Allah ta'ala has created, لِعِبَادِهِ, for Allah ta'ala's servants, and who has prohibited الطَّيِّبَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ, the wholesome, the pure sustenance that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has granted. Now this goes back to the few verses that we had been discussing, that they, the Arabs, would not make tawaf of Baytullah clothed, and they would say that this is haram, that is prohibited. When they would go for Hajj, they would not eat the wholesome, pure food that Allah Ta'ala had sustained, and Allah Ta'ala is asking now, who made it haram? That is the question, who made it haram? Over here, one or two very, very important aspects with regards to our clothing, with regard to our food. Insofar as when we look at the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will find the mafhum of the hadith is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when He expands the sustenance to His servants, then Allah ta'ala would want to see that ni'mat of Allah ta'ala on that servant. Insofar as that is concerned, as Allah ta'ala has granted the sustenance, that is how we should dress and that is how we should eat. Now when Allah ta'ala has given an extended sustenance, Allah has sustained in abundance, then the natural thing about this hadith would be that we supposed to adorn ourselves also in a better manner. But then again, we look at the likes of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and we go further into the life of our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we would see when it came to clothing, there was nothing but patched clothing. That was because whatever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had acquired, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would give it out into sadaqah, He will give it out into charity, and that was the habit of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Others are more deserving. The same was Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. If we recollect the one incident about our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was just the one cloth that he had that was covering his body. A boy came, his mother had asked for it. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given it. There was nothing else for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But in the general, whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted, Allah ta'ala wants to see that on the servant. In other words, as Allah's sustenance be, that is how we are supposed to be dressed, and that is how we are supposed to utilize the ni'mat of Allah ta'ala. But there are two very important conditions attached to this. One is, it is not done to show off. It is not done for ostentation. And then it is not done to show others that we are superior to them, we are better than them. And it is not supposed to ever bring pride into us. In other words, it is not for takabbur, it is for tashakkur. We do not have pride, but we will make shukr and utilize these ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. A very amazing story with regards to Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi. There was a person, a very close friend to Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi, that used to give Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi on a daily basis a new set of clothing. And Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh would wear the set of clothing, and then he will give it out in sadaqah, he will give it out in charity to one of the students or all those in need. So in a year of 360, 365 days, Imam Malik rahmatullah alayh never repeated a garment. But then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave him that good fortune that every day he was giving out that garment as sadaqah for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So there is nothing wrong in that. But the very, very important aspect is that he should not sway us away from the ibadat of Allah ta'ala. Rather, we should be indulging more in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants. قُلْ هِيَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا خَالِصَةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Now Allah Ta'ala comes to the reality of sustenance, to the reality of our rosy. And Allah Ta'ala says, say, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the zinat, the adornment, the rizq, the sustenance, the food, and all of that that Allah Ta'ala has given, لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا is for the believers, fil hayati dunya, in this material world. The ayat is very, very clear that whatever sustenance Allah Ta'ala had in store in this world by way of food, by way of clothing, by way of shelter, in originality Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had granted it and Allah created it for the believers, lil ladina amanu. It's a different thing that because we become disobedient to Allah Ta'ala, Allah keeps it away from us and Allah Ta'ala gives it to others. Otherwise we find in the hadith that if this earth had the value of the wing of a mosquito in the eyes of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala would have not given a kafir even a drink of water to sip. So that is the reality of it. Then the other aspect is that we should never feel that these ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala, whether it is food, drink, clothing, shelter, that this is the reward. We should rather take it as this is the action, this is the deed. A plate of food is in front of us. Don't take it as a reward from Allah. Take it as a grace, a fadl of Allah Ta'ala. Fadl came without anything that we did from our side. And we take it as an amal, as a practice. What is the practice? To take the name of Allah before we eat, to make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that deed will be of value, that plate of food will be of value in the akhirat, that vehicle will be of value in the akhirat, that home, that shelter becomes a value in the akhirat. There should be absolutely no entitlement to it whatsoever. Then Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum used to say that here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing also that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants the believers solely from Allah ta'ala's side. But then further in the ayat Allah says, خَالِصَةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, that this is especially for the day of Qiyamah. So Sahaba used to say that in this world, the food will come, the sustenance will come, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had also made effort for it, striving for it, a condition, a way. We can sometimes strive and Allah gives it, sometimes without striving Allah Ta'ala gives it, but that is the system of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And there is always the fear of loss. But insofar as Akhirat is concerned, the day of Qiyamah and thereafter, there is no fear of loss and there is no striving, khalisatan, especially on the day of Qiyamah. That is what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will grant. كَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ. That is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the verses explicit. Allah has elucidated the verses لِقَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ, for the community that know, the community that has knowledge. And which knowledge? The knowledge that comes down to us via the wahi to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from him to us. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.